Zog the Gemara daf lamet ches omet beis, three lines from the top by the two dots. Hugas ben Levi hoyedei perak b'shir. He had a special way of a beautiful voice that emanated when he used his fingers a certain way, and he was not melamed to others. Now the Tosfos points out over here, and he brings the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that originally he did not want to teach it to others, and when the Chum asked him, "Why don't you?" he said the same teretz like the previous Gemaras by the Pitu Makteris and by the Lechem upon him, is because we know the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed and we don't want it to fall into the wrong hands by the Tzdukim or the Shiyuzer for Avodah Zarah. So that's why I'm not teaching this special thing. Why are you not teaching it? So it's the same teretz, it's just not mentioned over here, but really they had the reason, the Gemara is going to say soon, that Hugas Ben Levi was Be'etzim L'Shvachtu. It was also that had a good reason. Just Lafuke, the next Gemara, where the Gemara says that Ben Kamtze, when he did the Maisek Sav, over there it's Taka Shemeshom Yerkov, there was no reason why not to tell anyone. Over there it's not going to fall into the wrong hands because it's not something they can use in the base of Avodah Zarah. They're not writing Shem Hashem. Zog the Gemara. Tanik Shu Nois and Koyle bin Imo, Machnes Goydle Tech Pivi, puts his thumb in his mouth, Umeniach Etz Boye Ben Animin, and he places his finger Ben Animin. Rashi learns, Ben Chalikas Nimes Asofa Neged Mechitza Choytem, somewhere in the area above his lips, and others learn in Ben Animin of the instrument itself, the strands of the instrument, Achiu Echov Akahanim Nis Korim Bevas Roish Lachreim, until his brothers, the Kahanim, they were actually the Levim. The Shir was the Levim. They were Nitoyin from the Achras HaKoil, this beautiful music that came out, this koil, they were thrown back. Zogdimo Ton Rabbonon. Ben Kamtzer, that was the next thing. Ben Kamtzer, the end of the Mishnah said, Ben Kamtzer L'Rotzer Lamed Al Maisa Aksav. He had a special way of taking four quills, four kulmasin in his fingers and write the Maisa Aksav. He wrote Yutke Vovke. And that was a gewaldige meile that you can have the kavona of Shem Hashem in one shot when it's written. Lafuke when you write Yud K, so it's not a Shem Hashem yet. Or like Michis Chinuch says, you don't want to have a mechikas Shem Hashem after Yud K. You have to write the vav. The vav is keina mechika because you're erasing Yud K. You're adding on a vav. So it was a meile in vasachas. So he didn't want to teach it. Why are you not teaching it to others? All the other ones, like we said, and even Hugas ben Levi with the shear, they had a tshuva ledivreim. Like the Sefer points out, there was a tshuva that Hugas ben Levi said. But Ben Kamtzel amotze tshuva ledvarov, so that's why he didn't give a tshuva. He didn't say, I don't want it to fall into the wrong hands. There was no falling into the wrong hands over here. So al rishonim ne'ma zecha tzak divrocha. The Gemara is not learning al rishonim means this past Mishnah, not the previous Mishnah when it came to Niknar and Dalsois and the Mivreshes of Hilni Amalka. Even the rishonim, meaning even the Pita Makteris and Lechem Aponim, and Hugas ben Levi is all zecha tzak divrocha. Al rishonim ne'ma zecha tzak divrocha. Val ben kamtzer v'chaverov. Al achonim means ben kamtzer v'chaverov about the kulmas. Nema Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, because they didn't want to teach it to others. Zog the Gemara, and that's what Tosfos learns. L'motz tshuva l'dvarav, the Rabbi Avodah Zarah l'shayach kovet shel ksiva. By Avodah Zarah, you can't say, I don't want it to fall into the wrong hands. There's no kovet of ksiva in Shem Hashem. They're not using that in the Avodah Zarah. El Hashem, or Yekoyz v'nkach l'fisha sviralu sh'osa l'sapik sivosa. He felt you're not allowed to give it over. But Akoponim, that was the Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. Here there is no reason why he shouldn't have given it over. There's no problem of falling into the wrong hands. Zog the Gemara, al rishonim nema zech tzak divrocha. Val ben kamtze v'chaveh v'nema v'shem v'shem Yirkov. My v'shem v'shem Yirkov, what does it mean v'shem v'shem Yirkov? Omer Rabbi Loza, rak vivus tala b'shmoison. It should, rust should come out in their names. The lemaskinim b'shmayu, people should not be called after them. Now in the Etzem Maisek Sav, that we said he did four b'vasachas, there is a chiddush in the Ois Hei, because the Ois Hei has the it's a resh with a leg. The leg is separated. So there was not just you wrote Yud, four letters in one shot. You wrote four letters in one shot, and the Hei Gufa had to be with a space in between, because otherwise it's touching the top of the resh. So there was not just there were five quills in his hand. There was something that was able to do. So others learned that pshat, the paper was folded. So Yitaka wrote the leg, connected, but when you unfold it, it's a regal that's not connected to the resh, so it's Tzaken Oisei. But that was part of the chiddush of the Dalav Vazachas. Now, the Gemara said, L'maskinu b'shmayu, we don't name after him. That's the Nafkamin of Shem Yishom Yirkov. Fragt die Gemara Kasha, Mosef Ravina, Meise bedoig ben Yosef. Doig ben Yosef, after all, Doig was a shem v'rosha. Doig ha'adoimi. And what was the Meise? They called after Doig is the name of a rosha. He was one of the oivim of David HaMelech. Zog the Gemara, Meise bedoig ben Yosef, sheniach ovi ben Kot, and his father left him over a child to the mother, Le'imoy. B'chol yoimoy, so imoy dadat to betvachim, she used to measure him how much he grew, when they sent his mishkolo, she'll zov le Beis HaMikdosh. And she, unbelievable tztaka, she gave that amount to the Beis HaMikdosh. So we see they named after a Rosha. Ukshigova oyev, unfortunately the result, the end with him was, Ukshigova oyev and Nebuchadnezzar laid a siege on Yerushalayim, tavachtoy, there was a hunger, so tavachtoy, the mother shechted him, slaughtered him, v'achalt, and she ate him. V'alea koni Yemiyoh, and on him, Yemiyoh is misnabe, the nevuah, the kina, im techal nanosh imperium oile tefuchim, tefuchim loshen of tefach, she measured him like a tefuchim, so alali, Novi was a kohen and Novi was killed 20 years earlier. So it's Mida Kenag Mida because he was killed. That was the result of Imtachal Nosh Imperium. But on Kaponim we see But we see on Kaponim they called him after Doyeg. And to the Gemara, Chozi Mai Solik Bey. He might have been called after an Adam Rasha, and the mother definitely wasn't a Shanta. She gave tzedakah to the Beis HaMikdosh, but look what his lot was at the end. Look at his Atzlocha. Don't want to name after a Rasha because it's not a good mazel. And look at Taka and what his end was. His end was he was Taka Shechted and slaughtered by his mother. Now, even though others were also went through this tragedy, but because his mother at the end gave such tzedakah, so tzedakah tatami moves, it should have been saved. On that we say that even though Tzaka Tatsim Mavitz, but since his name was Doyeg, so Taki had a bad mazel and Taki was killed. Now the Teshonim points out, Maise B'Doyeg Vim Toymar, Lamando Amai Ein Avraham Matzil Es Yishmael, V'Isle L'Meim Ashloi Os Yishmael Tshuva, if Yishmael did Tshuva, so it's not Shver, Yishmael Kohen Gadol, can have the same name as a Rosha. But if Yishmael did not do Tshuva, and Ein Avraham Matzil Es Yishmael, so how could we have a name of Yishmael Kohen Gadol, V'Eich Kor L'Shem Tzadik? So Tayshonim brings that even though Yishmael did not do tshuva, but and Yishmael Kohen Gadol was named that way, but because the Abishah gave him that name, Yishmael, the Abishah called him that way, so Meli can be called after that too. Special heter, so to speak, to be called even if he was not a tzaddik and he was a rasha, but Lamaisa the Abishah gave him that name. We see from this Gemara clearly that the tchunas of the person go into the name that you're named after. So you don't want to name after a Rosha. And you want to name after a Tzaddik. He should be Matzliach. That's what we're saying, that he was a Matzliach. Doyeg wasn't, because he's named after Doyeg. Look what happened to him at the end. Zogt the Gemara, Om Rabbi Loza, Tzaddik me'atzmoy. A Tzaddik is niskal toiv from his own ma'isim. V'Rosha, he's niskal ra mi'chaveroi. Even when he mentioned his friends, it's Oyle Rosha, Oyle Shcheinoi. Through one Rosha, you mekal other Rishonim too. Zog di Gemara, Tzadik me'atzmi dechsiv zechat tzadik livrocha. It's singular. Himself, his own brocha. V'roshim mechaveiro dechsiv v'shem Rishonim Yirkov. It's a loshen rabim. Om l'ravina lahu mirabonon. Ravina told one of the chachomim, that have a mesadeh agadat kameh, that was mesadeh agodis. Menoh milse dom rabonon. From where do we know zechat tzadik livrocha? Om alei, dochsiv. Zechat Tzadik Livracha. What's the question? There's a Pesuk in Mishlei says Zechat Tzadik Livracha. So he said, no, Midereisim Menolon. Where do we find such a Makar in the Pesuk? Like Tzadik says, Midereisim Menolon, the lake of Midid Loigamiza, Ramza Mesha Bereisa, Kanamina Betainis. Where's the remez in the Torah for Zechat Tzadik Livracha? On that, the Gemara answers, Dichsiv, it says in the Pesuk by Avram, Vashem Omar, Hamachasani Avram, Ashani Oisa. And it says right after that, Vavrom Hoyo Yiel Gogol Vaotzum. So we see Zechat Tzadik Livrocha. When you mention a Tzadik, it's Livrocha. Now, Bikivego over here in the Gilin Hashas points out on the Gemara mit Reisim and Olon, Zog the Bikivego Ein Rashi Bechumish Reish Pashas Noyach. So the Chorer over there, it's a Ferish Apostle. The Torah calls Noyach Ish Tzadik Tomim Hoy Bederoy. So when Rashi in the beginning of Noyach says, there's a Pesuk in Mishlei of Zechat Tzadik Livracha. So we have a Ferish Pesuk. We have to come on to the Mozim and Smichas of Avraham Avinu, where is Niskal Shvach. By Noach itself, it says Zechat Tzadik Livracha. So now, maybe it's told in the Tutsdodom, B'dor Roysov, Koshkin B'dor Shal Avraham, so he for sure would have been a Tzadik. Or maybe Yesh Dorshim Lignai. So it's not really a Tzadik. So maybe there won't be a Raya. Either B'kiveg is bringing a Raya on the Tzad of L'dor Roysov, that Koshkin B'dor Shal Avraham, so it's a kasha. Why don't you bring a raya from here? Or he's saying, punkt vaker, he's saying, we don't bring a raya from Noyachin, because Noyach is lemando omed, that it's legnai, so then you don't see over here, be'etzem and askor of a tzaddik, it's only b'deroysov, but not b'deroysel shel Avraham. Zog digmo weiter, menoho milse, dom rabbono shem shom Yerkov. From where do we see shem shom Yerkov? Omalei doksi v'shem shom Yerkov. It's a fresh poskim mishle. What's the question? Zog digmo mid raya semenolo, and where do we see in the poskim the teru d'ksiv? So Gemara says, we see by loit, it says, v'yeal atz doim. And right after loit, it's mentioned, Uksiv va'anchis doim roim v'chatoim la'shem ha'oid. So we see Shem Shoyim Yerkov. Om Rav Loza Tzadik do ben shnei Rishoyim v'lo m'aseyem. You have a tzadik that lived amongst two people, meaning Avadia lived next to in amongst Achov and Izevel. They were Rishoyim and he didn't learn from them. Tzadik do ben shnei Rishoyim v'lo m'aseyem. Rosh do ben shnei tzadikim v'ashenken Esav. He lived next to, amongst his parents, Yitzchak and Rivka, he didn't learn from them. That's the difference. He didn't learn from Achav and Izevel. And Rosha, Esav, the Dor Ben Shnei Tzadikim between Rivka and Yitzchak is Loi Lomed Maseyim. It's talking about Tzadik, Dor Ben Shnei Rishoyim, Loi Lomed Maseyim, that's talking about Avadya. And Rosha, Dor Ben Shnei Tzadikim, Loi Lomed Maseyim, Zeh Esav. From the place where the Eibush is mevorach the tzaddikim, from there you can go for see a klal to the Rishoyim. Umi klalos and shel Rishoyim atalom brachah le tzaddikim. From the klal to the Rishoyim, you derive from there brachah to the tzaddikim. Zok d'mor, where do we see such a thing? Maybe choshes tzaddikim atalom klal le Rishoyim d'chsev. It says, like Rabbi Avraham Avinu, ki yedativ lemanash etzave. It says there's etzave bonav es beisoy achrov uksiv asrei. And what did it say after that? Vayoyim Hashem zakas doim v'amori ki rabo. So we see mibichoshen sel tzadikim at the lomit klol rishoyim. Umikloshen rishoyim at lomit brach letzikim. What do we see from the klol rishoyim brach to the tzadikim d'chsev? It says, v'anshe tzadoyim roim v'chatoyim l'ashem. That's talking about the rishoyim, the klol. And right afterwards written, v'ashem omer l'avrom, achi porid loit mi'imoy, the Eibusha gave him the brach, v'samti zrach kaf ha'oretz. So we see mikloshen rishoyim brach letzadikim. Zog digma v'om rabbi l'lozer, afilu bishul tzadik echad o'olam nivroim, for one tzadik, the world was created. Shenema v'yalakim is oh ki toiv ve'in toiv ela tzadik. Shenema imru tzadik ki toiv. V'om Rabbi Loza kol ha'mishakeach dover mitalmudei. If someone bemazed him shakeach dover, or he doesn't chazer, or if he doesn't chazer enough, so he's pesher in the chazora, so he's mishakeach. Goyim golus lebonav he's goyim golus. Shenema v'atishkach toiras alekecho eshkach bonecho gam oni. Rabbi Vo Omar, if you mishakeach dover mitalmudei, marina migadlusoi, it gets lowered from his status. Shenema ki'ata das mo'asto. You mo'ayis the das ve'em oscho mikayin li. I'm being mo'ayis you from being mekayin for me. Omer Rabbi 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 Yechanon ein tzadik niftem in olam at shenivro tzadik k'moysoi. A tzadik doesn't part from this world until another one is born. Shenema v'zor ha'shemesh bo'a shemesh. So likewise, zog mo'ra at shloi kofsa shimsha shel eili. Zorcha Shimsha Shel Shmuel Haramosi. Before Eli's Ptira, Shimshim Shmuel Haramosi was born. From Rabbi 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 Yechon Roach Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shel Tzadikim Muotin, there's a minimal amount of Tzadikin. Omad Veshosim Chol Dovedor, he planted them, so to speak, in every generation. Shenemal, Ki Lashem Etzuke Eretz, the Tzadikim are Lashem Etzuke Eretz, Vayoshalem Tevel, he spread them around the Tevel. So Gemara Rabbi Chiya Barabbah Omer Biyechon and Afilu Bishul Tzadik Echad Oyel Miskayim. Even for one Tzadik, Oyel is Miskayim Shenemal. V'Tzadik Yisoid Oyelom is the Yisoid Tzadik singular Loshen Yochid. He's the Yisoid Oyelom. Reb Chiya Didei Omer Mehocha from a different pasuk. Ragli Chasidov Yishmar. Before the Ragli Chasidov Yishmar. So, in fact, the Gemara Chasidov is Mashma Loshen Rambam is not Mashma one Tzadik. The Gemara Chasidov Tuvah Mashma. Enter the Gemara Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchok Chasidoi Ksiv. It might be a kriya ksiv, it might be kriyas chasidov, but it's written without a yud, chasidoi. So we see ragli chasidoi, it's ready for one tzaddik, is yishmor. Zog di gemara, v'omrem chi barab, v'omrem b'yechnon, kemish yotzu roib shnoi sif shalodim v'loi chota. A person goes through most of his life and he wasn't choyta, shuv ein a choyta, the Eibush should give him a special siyat to the Shema, he won't be choyta, shenemar, ragli chasidov yishmor. Ragli, meaning the reglayim, the soif shnois of the person is yishmar. The Eibush will prevent him from being chayta. Tvera b'shmar lamri, kemish b'ol yodid dvar avera pam rishonu v'shniya, once it's reglayim, meaning once it's twice. So ve'en chayta, so shuv ve'en chayta, shnema rag lechassid of yishmar. Once you were noyik twice to reglayim, So then Yishmar, the Eibush will protect him, Siyata Dishmai, from Chet. Zogta Yishonim doesn't mean a person can't sin. We know Yoichan Kohen Gol became a tztuki b'sav Yonav. Zogta Yishonim, Rak Chassidim Yishmar, v'im Toymar, Yoichan Kohen Gol, Shashimish b'kuna g'doyle shmonim shona, v'lo b'sav nas tztuki. So we see what happened to Rak Chassidim Yishmar. Yesh loyme devadi im bol litomei, einoil lefonav. It's not if he wants to do a sin, we don't close up and noil that he can't do a sin. There's a b'chira. Savari could. Just the mila of a siyata d'shmaya, it's much easier to mitar miskadish, is much more prone and probable if you were ragel chassid of Yishmar. But if you want to, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he chose to behead you to be mitame, then ein noil in the fun of. But we see a big yisoid that a person comes an avera befun of and he's twice raglayim, twice leveloy over, so then he gets a siyata d'shmaya, it won't come again. Or it'll be easy to overcome it after the two times that he did it. Zog die Gemara, Omre Shlokish, Meidich Siv, Im Leitzim, Hu Yolit, Vananom, Yitin Chein, Bole Tamei, if someone comes to do an Avera, Poishin Loi, we help him out, meaning we don't prevent him. Ha Bole Tayer, but someone is Bole Tayer, so then Messiah Noisoi, not just we allow him, we open him, but we actually Messiah, we give him Messiah to the Shmaya. Tonad Rebbe Shmol, Moshe Lo'odom Shem, Moicha Neft, Vafalsamoin, he was selling Neft, which has a putrid smell, it reeks, and a farsim, and a very good smell. Zog de Mordaf Lamates, bo limdoid neft, if he's coming to measure, meaning the lekeach is coming to measure the neft that he's buying, so which is rechra, oimeloi, so the moicha tells him, bedoid atal atzcho, you measure it, I don't need to be involved, because I don't want him to have an effect on me. Bo limdoid afarsim, when he comes to measure the afarsim that he's buying, which is rech toiv, so oimeloi, so the moicha tells the lekeach, hamteni yachem den imcho, I want to be with you. Kadesh nisbasim aniva ato. So same thing over here. Habolitame, it's opoischin loy. But a boletame is messiahnoi so. Over here it's a good thing. By the first man, I'm a say, yeah, you. I want to be there part of it. Zokimaton Rebbe Shmuel, avera metamtemes. And avera stuffs a person. It's metamtem the lev. The avera, the bad effect of avera has the effect that it goes into the libor, into the neshama of the nefesh of the person. Shenemar, we see by Shrotzim, it says, V'loisitamu behem v'nitmeisem bom. Now, nitmeisem is written chosim without an aleph. So it's as if it's written v'nitamtem. Al tikim v'nitmeisem ele v'nitamtem. Zog ma'aton rabbonon. There's a big shail in the poiskim. What happens if a person has to eat something because of pikuach nefesh, even if it's macholas asuris? Is that metamtem the lev or not? So the Ran in Drosha says that if there's a heter achila, so there's no timtem alev. There's no Avera. The Avera is causes the Metamtim to Malev. Even though it's Macholz Asuris, it's Chazer, but if you have to do it because of Pekuach Nefesh, it's not Metamtim. Others argue that Hamik Dovah brings, and the Meshech Chochmah, that in Chazam Soif, I believe, that there's a Timtum Malev Be'etzem, even if something is Mutter. Now, Macholz Asuris, Rav Moshe used to say that we have to go with the Din Torah. Eid Echon Em Bisurin. It echad nem bisurin. So you're not going to get a timtam alev. If a person goes relies on the interior of it echad nem bisurin, so then if chas v'sholem it ends up being tarfus, so you don't get any shmeitzin, Dr. Moshe. It's the responsibility of the eid echad, but you're going with the interior. However, Dr. Moshe, if you're going to go now with the interior, if you're saying this I eat, this is kosher and this is not kosher. So you're not going with the interior of it, Echon and Bisurin. If a person is machmer, you can always be machmer for yourself. You can be mahada for yourself. There's a mechabe in Ramo when it comes to Sirchus. The mechabe is machmer and the Ramo is mekel. A person can always be machmer, mahada for himself in macholos, of course. But if a person says, this is kosher and this is not kosher, it's going connected to the interior of it, Echon and Bisurin, Zokta Moshev, Lu Yitzur comes out that what you're eating is tarfus. Crazy story, it ends up being a tarfus, so then you are responsible. It's metamtim your lay because you and Maisa were so mechnaled in the Torah of Echon and Bisurin. You went with your own avona, your own understanding. Now it ends up being tarfus, so you should have done a better job in understanding. So if you go with the Torah, it's always better. Echon and Bisurin. You want to be mahada for yourself, you're mahada for yourself. But it's avalet's kosher, and Echon is Nemon. Just like an Echon is Nemon, Eid is the Kiyuma, and Eid is for Kedushin. You're not going to say it can't be an Eid for the Kedushin. If he's a kosher aid, he's a kosher aid. So if he's a kosher aid, the interior said that echad bisurin. I'm relying on that. Myself, I want to be machmir. But if you say this is kosher and this is not the aid echad, I'm going to connect to the interior. So then if it ends up being that you're eating something, relying on someone, and it ends up being it's not good, then since you decided connected to the interior, so if you hear you messed up and you relied on something and end up being treif, then you're going to get shmaitz and Dr. Moshe. And then Ataka would be metam to me, but then it didn't do beheta. Then it was taka be issa because he should have done a better job. Sagt die Gemara, der last Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, veloisitamu behem venitmesem bom. It says a double loshen, veloisitamu venitmesem. Odama metame atz me me'atz, if you metame yourself a little, metame in oisoi, we allow him to metame harbe. Milamato, if you metame yourself milamato, metame in oisoi milamalo. Boilam haze, metame in oisoi loilam habo. Talking about the same thing when it comes to Kedusha. Ton Rabbonon. Just like by Tumah we say, these three Nikudas, so too by Kedusha. V'izkadash tem v'izim Kedoshim. What's a Kvelis Haloshen? Odama mekadash atzim ma'at. You mekadash yourself ma'at. Mekadash no'is ha'arba. Siyata nishmaya. Milmato, mekadash no'is milmalo. And the final thing, bo'olam hazeh, mekadash no'isoy lo'olam habo. Hadan loch oma lam amuna. Hadan loch oma amuna. Hadan loch oma amuna.